Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium. With your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. We're here to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, and pump up your energy. Our show is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. This show and my family leadership book came out of my passion creating a harmonious family with dynamic parents and real parent leader. And through my leadership company, Integrative Minds, I work with my clients to transform them into high-performing parent leaders. So I'm really excited to announce that I'll be launching my online Harmonious Family Blueprint program. It's the 3-month program that will forever change your family. You'll be learning how to create a system and foundation that will bring more harmony, happiness, and excitement, as well as really instilling boundaries, balance, and values to the family unit. It is a 3-month commitment with live weekly group accountability check-in calls and 8 action plans with 2 bonus transformational guides on time and stress management and family engagement. And then we're going to be having a spa retreat getaway day at the end of the 3-month period. We only take 20 people per program because I want to make sure I give you guys 10 times the investment of the process. And I screen every member so that I only take people that are really serious and committed to making changes to their family. If you're interested in being interviewed for the program, please email us at info@integrativeminds.com with your contact information so we can schedule an interview time. Our next program starts in August, and if you commit before July 15th, we have a 50% off of our program. So contact us now at info@integrativeminds.com, and we will talk to you more about it. Thank you for joining us on this radio segment that we call Teen to Parent Talk. On our Teen to Parent Talk segment, we have amazing guests who are 18 to 23 years old. Today we have that guest, and I also have in studio here with me, Brian Chow. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Jacqueline. Thanks for having me back.
Now, he's on our Teen to Parent Talk forum also. He's been a guest, and he's also my guest co-host today. This segment is about how our 18 to 23-year-old, what they're going through. So they're going to share with us their insights, their advice, tribulation, hopes, and dreams so that you as parents can hear what's going on. And also, if there's any teens listening, maybe you have your family member listening, they can get some really good insights too. So my goal for this show is that these young adults will be able to bridge the gap between you and your kids to create a beautiful, harmonic, deep, and meaningful family. Our guest today, I'm really excited because this is a trending topic today. There's a show called 13 Reasons Why on Netflix. So we're going to dive into that with our guest. She is a rising junior at Rutgers University in New Brunswick. She is studying computer science and psychology with a minor in visual arts. She's currently involved with her school's chapter of Engineers Without Borders and the Rutgers Animation Club. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Jacqueline Aquino. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Tell us how the first 2 years has been for you.
Definitely interesting. Living at college has been a lot different from living at home and going to school. And I had to get used to that.
And are you semi used to it? How close are you?
I guess as far as living, I'm adjusting there. I actually switched my major recently to computer science and psychology. I came in as an electrical engineer and I'm like, no, thank you. So I'm in the process of switching right now. Everything's transferred over.
So what has been some of the challenges or issues you face in college, and how did you overcome or cope with it?
One aspect of high school that I didn't fully appreciate until I got to college was the separation of my home and my learning environments. Before college, well, obviously your house and your school are different buildings, completely different places. And I kind of felt like 2 different people at home and at school. Before college, the school me had like tangible accomplishments, like good grades, advanced classes, involvement in lots of clubs that my peers and my teachers were constantly validating. But at home, my family really struggled with communicating with each other openly and honestly. We would get into a lot of arguments. And by the time my brother and I were in high school, we all just kind of given up on talking to each other. So I didn't realize how comfortable I was being alone and silent in my living area until I got to college. And it was different at college because my home was the same as my learning environment. There was no physical separation between the person I liked, the person who I was, who I liked at school, and the person who I was at home, who I didn't like. And at college, there was no separation between the two. And I felt like I had to be the likable school me all the time, 24/7 at college. And it was actually really exhausting.
How did you deal with that? How did you cope with that?
For a good portion of freshman year, very poorly. But I reached out to my university's counseling office at the end of freshman year and for the duration of sophomore year. And I entered group and individual therapy, and that really helped me learn how to consolidate what I thought were two different me's into one that I could accept and acknowledge.
Wow, that's a really incredible journey, Jacqueline. What is the greatest success you say you've experienced up to this point?
I would say emotional and mental health have really grown a lot since I got to college. There were a lot of aspects to my personality that I didn't like, that I thought they were just a part of me. And if I couldn't accept that, then I was just a bad person. But while I was in therapy, I began accepting who I was without such self-hateful thoughts. And I began to actually work on changing the parts of my personality that I really wasn't happy with.
Sounds like an incredible journey, Jacqueline. Congratulations. Let's get into this show that is so controversial among parents, and teens are loving it. It's called 13 Reasons Why. Can you tell us what the show is about?
The show is about the aftermath of the suicide of Hannah Baker, a high school student, and she left tapes chronicling her life and the events and people that have impacted her leading up to her death. It was advertised as a show to deal with mental illness and suicide and sexual assault, a lot of like really heavy topics. And it's one of Netflix's most popular shows ever, like within it's one of the most tweeted shows about in 2017 for Netflix.
And what factors do you think have influenced that show's success?
The fact that Selena Gomez, she's an executive producer, and that's one of the reasons I heard about the show. And also social media plays a really big part in publicity for shows and movies. And a lot of the controversy around it definitely helped its publicity, because there were a lot of people actively saying this isn't a good show, and this is probably gonna, somebody after this is probably gonna be like, oh, I wonder what the show's about, and they're gonna watch it.
So what I heard of the show, I only watched a bit piece of it and I couldn't watch any more, is they actually show the suicide scene, and it's very graphic, and the name of the show is called 13 Reasons, and tell me if I'm wrong, Jacqueline, she makes 13 tapes that she sends out to 13 people sort of blaming them for the reason she is committing suicide. And some of these people she hadn't even met, right?
She had met all of them, but yeah, there were 13 recordings and sent to 13 different people.
There was like one kid that I heard was really shy and wasn't very open to talking to her because he was so shy, and he got a tape sent to him.
Oh yeah. The main character, Clay Jensen, he and Hannah were actually love interests for each other, and that was actually kind of messed up that he was included.
What is your opinion towards this show?
I didn't like the premise of the show, the fact that somebody would be capable of leaving tapes behind, or like leaving something so specific and blameful. But hearing that Selena Gomez was an executive producer and having heard about her history with mental illness, I hope that the topic of mental illness and suicide would be handled relatively well. The immediate backlash following its release seemed to say otherwise, but I've noticed that a lot of the information I get from the internet can get really one-sided, so I watched it to see for myself. And honestly, I was really disappointed with their depictions of the topics. They actually didn't mention mental health at all. It was more a commentary on how someone's actions can impact other people.
Now, I know there's bullying involved in here too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's really controversial for a lot of parents because the teenagers and you guys today are experiencing a lot of bullying between in person, but cyberbullying is huge right now. And I don't think a lot of people out there realize how harmful and how hurtful words are. We always hear that statement, sticks and stone will break my bone, but words will never hurt me. And I truly believe that's completely untrue. Words can be very powerful. It can move people. Listen to any speech that is powerful, like Martin Luther King, JFK, it's powerful. And if it can move you to do great things, it can also hurt you very much. So I'm glad that you're talking about this.
And Jacqueline, do you feel like any parts of the show have resonated or differed from your own personal experience?
To be honest, I don't have personal experience with sexual assault or cyberbullying, but the show is advertised as a commentary on mental health, so I thought I would be able to relate to that. And to be honest, I really couldn't.
On a mental health level, right? So for someone that out there that maybe is suffering from mental health, thinking that this show would somehow help them, you're saying that it doesn't touch those people.
Yeah.
What in particular do you find that's a problem about the show, and what were you hoping the show would do that it didn't?
Seeing that the show was advertised as a way to get people talking about depression and suicide, I figured that the show would actually address mental illness, and it really didn't. And that solidifies the notion that it really was Hannah's classmates that killed Hannah and not her depression. Suicide and mental illness are so closely related that it's near impossible to discuss one without at least mentioning the other. And the show really focused more on suicide and its effects more so than on mental illness and how it can cause someone to commit suicide.
So what were you hoping the show would do that it didn't?
Well, I guess also talk about mental illness. I didn't realize they would talk so much about sexual assault. And sexual assault and mental illness are both very heavy and complex topics, and they are often very closely related. But I got the impression that I was watching a behind the scenes extra video on Netflix about the show, and a lot of the cast and producers, I got the impression that they saw it more as a commentary on sexual assault than on mental health. I feel like the show was advertised as a show about mental health, but it got lost in trying to talk about it and instead was a show more talking about sexual assault.
What effects do you think the show might have on people who might watch it, people who might be in that sensitive place right now? Potential effects do you see it having on people who might be watching it?
I've seen a lot of people praising the show and its messages, and I've heard people say that watching the show made them think a little harder about how their actions impact others, and I can definitely see how the show could have that message. How it can inspire people to be more aware of how they're treating other people. With myself and most of my friends who are also struggling with their mental health, the show kind of came across as a success story about someone using their own death to teach their peers a lesson. And for that reason, a lot of my friends didn't watch it. Actually, I don't think any of my friends who were struggling with their mental health, I don't think any of them watched it. I thought it was kind of heartbreaking and frustrating to see so many people, myself included, being unable to relate to a story that was advertised as an on-screen representation of what we're going through.
Just said that she somehow committed suicide as a vendetta. And so it's her way of getting back at people. Instead of hurting other people, she decided to hurt herself. Now, I know, Brian, you have some knowledge about your own experience about that.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with the show, but it can definitely be a very sensitive place when you're going through whatever it is that you're going through. And feeling like the world out there doesn't really understand what you're going through. So I can't really speak for other people, but for myself, there are a lot of times when I just wanted to get my own feelings out there. And that can be a very tough place to be.
And parents, I want to let you know, there's a new article that just came out. I'm going to put in the link, but they're saying the kids who are high achiever, the A students, the ones that are, you know, in all the clubs and doing leadership roles, they are one of the people you need to look at. The teens that I have, the scholarships I have on our show, these are high achieving students that are going through these mental illness, that are struggling with suicide and depression. So don't just think that because your child is a high achiever that you are not one of these statistics. And I just want to put that out there. So Jacqueline, to get back to you. Why do you believe that the way the entertainment industry in general, let's talk about that, handles difficult topic? Why do you think it's important that they handle it in a more positive way, I guess?
Because people model themselves after the media that they consume. Younger people especially create their worldview based on what they see. And a lot of the times that experience comes from TV shows and movies. People are always saying, oh, it's just a TV show, it's not real. But the fact that it's so popular and so many people are watching it, people are going to think, this has got to be happening somewhere.
Yeah. Life imitates art and art imitates life. And like you said before, Selena Gomez was the executive producer, so that probably helped increase the viewership of the teens because she has so many teens following, right?
Yeah.
And so whatever she puts her name on, she's going to get that following, whatever it's about.
Yeah.
To someone who's not really familiar about the show, whether or not they're coming from a place of having gone through stuff or they're just interested in the topic of mental health, would you personally recommend this show to somebody who hasn't seen it before?
Based purely on entertainment value, if I wasn't thinking about the kind of messages it was sending to its audience, honestly, I would recommend it. It was an interesting experience, and it gets that kind of angsty teen drama feeling that a lot of teens like to look for. I just feel like as far as the message it sends, it's really not a good one, and I would not recommend it.
So maybe it's better a show better for adults who can process what's going on as opposed to the teenager who may be going through some issues and you're in a state of confusion and not really understanding where things are coming from. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Because adults tend to be more capable of being critical of the media that they consume. But for younger audiences, they tend to just accept it as some sort of truth.
Right. Well, it's also the fact that your guys' brain isn't fully developed until your age of 25. So you look at a teenager, let's say 15 years old, it's only a little more than half developed, which means it can't process what's right or wrong, what's real or not. And that's why I think it's so controversial for some of the teens. Then what advice or words of wisdom would you give parents of today?
I would say, like, there was a disconnect between my parents and my brother and I. And I want to say what happened between us was an unwillingness to encourage our, I guess, childlike interests. They wouldn't ban us completely from what we enjoyed. My brother and I have been really into like video games and cartoons, and I guess it's pretty standard to consider those really childish hobbies. But even from a young age, we could really sense those none of your interests are important because they're all childish and stupid vibes from our parents. And they wouldn't ban us completely from what we enjoyed, but it was very clear that they disapproved, and we could immediately tell they were just hoping we'd grow out of it eventually. So I guess I would say it'd have been cool if my parents had showed any interest in the games my brother and I like to play instead of trying to get us to be more interested in the hobbies. I guess by showing a genuine interest in your child and what they enjoy and who they are as an individual, that genuine interest would most likely be reciprocated from your child back to you and probably create a more wholesome and open relationship.
That's really good advice.
Yeah, that's really good. Like, I can definitely relate to a lot of that stuff as well. Like, in my situation, at the very least, whenever my parents would try to cram stuff down my throat, I mean, it kind of creates a resentment. I didn't realize this until much later, but as I was going through a lot of that stuff, I was very resentful at a lot of the stuff that I felt like was being said towards me. So I feel like that's really important that you get that message across.
Thanks.
And one last thing. Is there any advice or words of wisdom that you'd like to give to teens or young adults like you who might be listening right now?
I know everyone says recovery isn't an uphill battle. I'm recovering my situation, but my rough days always, always take me by surprise. And on those days, it can get really tempting to just sit there and wallow in disappointment over how many steps backwards I've just taken instead of how far I've come. I used to think feeling any kind of negative emotion meant that I wasn't a good enough person to see the bright side of my situation. And my own inability to cheer myself up would often just make me even more upset. But now I've decided that just allowing myself to cry and be sad isn't itself an improvement. And if that kind of thinking helps anyone out there struggling with their own rough patches, that'd be pretty cool.
So you're saying if you need to cry and you need to get sad, just cry about it then.
Yeah. And people are always saying things like, oh, just think about the future when you won't be sad. But I think it's okay to just think about the present when you're sad.
Yeah. Or people would say, oh, don't cry. Don't cry. You hear that because people think that crying somehow is bad. But really, for me, it's tears that washes your soul, kind of like Mother Nature cleaning out the earth when it's dirty. So I always encourage people, if you need to cry, let it out instead of holding it all inside. So that's really great advice for our kids today. And hopefully our parents can hear that too. And if you see your child crying, just give them a hug and let them release it all instead of trying to stop it or trying to give them hope that, oh, it'll be better. Or just think of someone else that might be in a worse situation than you. I always hear that. And, you know, when you're in it, you just can't think of someone else that's worse.
Oh, and give them water. Stay hydrated.
Yes, exactly. And one of the best thing is to change your state of being. So if you're sitting down, go for a walk. If you are in a cool room, go outside, you know, where it's warmer, go take a shower. So you're changing your body's temperature, your body's physiology. That also is a big help. We're rounding up the half hour.
Yeah, sorry. I have one more question. Jacklyn, I know that you said that you personally wouldn't recommend the show to someone who might be going through something right now and is in a very sensitive place. But for people who might have gotten past that and are willing to look at the show from a critical point of view to have a discussion about mental health and what we can do to make the media portrayal of mental health issues a little bit more true to the source, would you recommend that people take a chance to watch the show, get a sense that, okay, this is the media trying to talk about an issue that's very prevalent today, and it's not perfect, but we can definitely do a lot more to help with that situation right now. Would you recommend people watching it from a critical point of view just for the sake of having a discussion about what the potential effects of the show are?
For now, at this point in time, it kind of feels like it's all that we have to reference to start a discussion. And what you said is exactly why I watched the show, to see what kind of conversation it could spark. And I can say that I'm in a much better place than I have been previously when I watched the show compared to when I was in the lowest parts of my struggle. And even though I was in a much better place, it definitely brought me a couple pegs lower for a couple days. And I guess you really have to be willing to go back just for a bit to experience what the characters are feeling and absorb their experiences. But yeah, I guess I would recommend it.
What I'm hearing you saying is that if you're allowing your teens to watch this as a parent, I'm thinking the parent should be next to the teen watching the show just to see what the reaction is, what's coming up, and maybe even having a conversation afterwards and saying, did that spark anything in you? Do a scaling question. You know, do you feel worse on a scale of 1 to 10? Do you feel better? Is that maybe a better way if someone did want it to create a conversation?
Maybe not sit right next to the child. Because, like, if you outright forbid someone from watching it, they're going to watch it anyway.
They're going to watch it. Right. That's what I was thinking.
So it's best to, like, just let them know that there are a lot of things that the show got inaccurate, especially about mental illness and the effects of suicide. It's important to ask them what they think about the show, how it made them feel, and then have a careful discussion about what exactly the show got wrong, what it's actually like in real life, and things you can do in real life to avoid the situation that Hannah got herself in.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jacklyn. Now, there's additional resources on suicide in our show notes. And if you want to contact Jacklyn, she actually is giving us to allow for you to email her if you want to. So that's in the show notes, too. Thank you, listener. And thank you so much, Jacklyn, for your time.
Thank you so much, Jacklyn. I really enjoyed hearing what you had to say. And I actually am thinking about sitting down and just watching it as well, because, I mean, you definitely piqued my interest.
Thank you so much for having me. And be safe. Probably don't binge watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. So until next time, listeners, always be learning and always be growing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows,
To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.